Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. The happy hour continues. Randy, we're 2 hours in, which means there's two hours left.
Damn, it's almost time to go.
I know, we're getting there.
We're getting there, man. But, you know, shout out to all our people out here. My man, Ty, he said, man, the take out the trash story really hits home. It's a lot of us out there, man. We're just your trash can look like you live in a frat house. Just beer cans and bottles and everything. Yeah, so. But, I have a, I want to say a perverted mind because I'm not a perv. But, you know, I'm always curious. I'm always curious. And, of course, I looked up Orlando Escorts. So they do got escort services down there. And you can Google them. They got companies. It says, here's the best one right here.
Hang on a second.
What?
Isn't that just a trap? Like, that's illegal.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never ordered one before. But here's the best one right here. It's called, the name of their company is called Skip the Games.
Okay. Yeah.
It says, okay, hold on. Let's see. Ooh, they nasty. They nasty, this place. Never mind. Our site is located at skipthegame.com. If any of y'all out there that are willing to go out there and put yourself at a point where you might get arrested for this.
Yeah, it's against the law. Like, you're going to.
Yeah, I just wanted to look it up. But it's called
the world's oldest profession, as they called it in Game of Thrones.
Call Miss Puerto Rican Sweetheart. That's what it says. Skip the games, call Miss Puerto Rican.
Sounds nice.
Yes.
Sounds like a real sweetheart. Anyway, man, keep it clean down there in Orlando, MLS and NBA
just
players.
Just protect yourself, man. Protect yourself, man. Protect yourself.
Shout out to our guy, I want to say Ephraim, I think, probably.
Yeah.
Who's getting married tonight. Says he's getting married tonight. Congratulations.
Congrats, brother. Congratulations, that is a beautiful, man. Beautiful, it's a beautiful thing. And then, of course, the damn hater, Jay. Do you have a hot date or does Raul Cortez have a hot date?
Ooh, yeah. Man, that's a good question.
Man, you know what? Let me go holler at her real quick, see if she want to do some role playing. Like, she can meet me there. I can, like, I'm the guy at the bar with the red hat with the rose in the pocket. Yeah.
I love it. That's Raul Cortez. Yeah. You know, you got to spice it up a little bit. So tomorrow is our baby shower.
Right.
That's why one of the main, we're headed up to North Carolina to just, you know, take some time off and hang out and all that. But tomorrow is the baby shower, and Ashley got a special dress for the sweet shower.
That's nice.
And it is phenomenal. It is, you know, because it's hard to find stuff, you know, when you're pregnant, 8 months pregnant, that fits the way you want it to fit. Man, that's
good.
She got it in the mail yesterday and tried it on.
If
there wasn't already a baby in there, Randy, let me tell you.
Come here, woman.
All right, we'll get to some football cards coming up in 20 minutes.
I got a question. Now, do y'all stay at the Davis' house when y'all go up there?
Yeah.
Y'all sleep in the same room?
We do now that we're married.
Oh, y'all didn't sleep in the... No, okay. I was curious.
Before we were married, we didn't. Yeah. It was,
we slept on the couch.
I slept in Jake's room. And Andy's in Jake's room. Ashley's in her childhood room. Okay.
I ain't ready for that, dog. Ain't no way in the hell, my baby. No, you can't sleep here. I don't want you on the premises. I will drive you to the hotel and then give me your car keys.
I mean, by the time we started dating, I was 30 years old. You know,
I get all that, man, but no, because it was crazy. We had the little thing here last weekend, and so I got John the Miami fan. He brought his family and his daughter. She is just she's gorgeous. She's a beautiful young lady, And so they were down. So they were all out here. And then, you know, my boy Isaiah think he got all the game. And I was like, yeah, man. And he always knows it because he's a very respectful young man. So I'm like, okay. So I go here. I just go down there, you know, because all the kids were in the basement. So I'm down there. Like, damn, this is too easy of access to get in and out my house. All right. It is. Like, to get the basement door is straight from my house. It leads straight to the street. So I'm like, is that why you always down here? Mandy? But yeah. Okay. I was just curious
because I'm like you're thinking like, he's Donna, like you when you were his
age. Yeah, exactly.
You
were exactly.
You've raised a respectful young man.
Dude, I took the plunge off of second floor into the bushes before to get to her. You know, back in them days when I was his age. So I mean, he can just walk out the door. But yeah, I'm just curious because I like when we go see my mom-in-law, we sleep in the same bed. But before we were married, I would sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would sleep if the family was all there, I'd sleep on the couch. If there was a bedroom open, I'd sleep in the other bedroom. Right now, Jake and his girlfriend they don't get to sleep in the same room. Although when they come to our house, they were at our house last weekend.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't care. We let them sleep in the same room. So
really,
yeah, it doesn't make any. I mean,
that's right because yeah, I never mind because when her sister and her boyfriend came, they stayed in our room. But I just told her, I was like, hey man, yay, hey,
yeah, no funny business.
No, I'm the only one to have fun in here. I don't give a damn how grown you are. Even if you're married, y'all might have to sleep in a separate room. I'm the only one.
Shout out to Mr. Air Max 95. He's drinking Elijah Craig Rye. That sounds delicious. He's got some ribs in the smoker as well. I had some bacon wrapped corn. Good for you. You starting your Friday off right. We also need Sports Jeopardy questions. 1240 Sports Jeopardy, Andy versus Randy. Randy's looking for a four-peat. We don't need that to happen. So get us your sports trivia questions over to Wendy at Wendy Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Send them as a direct message. Send the answer as well. Same rules apply as yesterday and every other day, though. Don't be a creep. Let's get to the most important audio in the world, brought to you by Braxton Automotive, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day, after warranty luxury repair.
You'll see the, you know, the smack talk and just the, you know, joy. It's just like they say, a pickup baseball game, but we're actually throwing, you know, hard. We're not lobbing it in there, and it's fun.
Mike Foltynewicz, after his outing yesterday, pitched well. Did you know Folty was as tatted up as he is? Saw the video of him yesterday, full sleeve on his right arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I never paid attention. I guess that's why he, we remember talking about Fulton last. He wore them sleeves as hot as it is out there. Mm-hmm. So I guess just to cover it up. No, I did not know that, but I'm glad he did look good yesterday. Not so much as for Sean Newcomb, but even though he sneaked this, even though he gave up the two home runs, he thought he was impressive. I'm like, all right, well, I ain't there. I could just look at it on the screen right there on the wide view. He didn't look all right, but still. I mean, we all know, you know, that Soroka and Max Fried, those are the 1-2. But damn it, Folty, you need to get together. I need to see mid-season Folty, and not the last time you was in Truist Folty.
Yeah, well, I mean, mid-season Folty got demoted to AAA.
No, like, I'm sorry, late season.
Yeah, like August, September Folty was unbelievable. And then, remember, and I know this doesn't really matter that much because Game 5, he was a disaster. His first start in the playoffs, Folty was great. He was so good in his first start against the Cardinals last year in the playoffs. And then, look, I know, Game 5, one out, 10 runs. They weren't all on him, but a lot of them were. And that was the last time he got out on the mound at Truist. He said there was some butterflies getting back out there again yesterday, just, you know, being involved in a scrimmage or getting ready for a season. The other thing that was written about a lot yesterday with Folty on the mound and Newcomb as well was how much time the two of them and Mike Soroka spent together up at Campbell High School, just right here in Smyrna, miles up the road from me. Basically 6 days a week, they're throwing bullpen sessions, they're getting on the mound, they're getting their work in. Ronald Acuna and some of the guys would stop by for batting practice every once in a while. So they knew that once everything started, it was going to be quick. It was going to be, all right, you guys got 2 weeks to go. So they did their best to stay in the type of shape that they felt like they needed to. And look, it's two scrimmages. I'm not going to read too much into what Folty Fried and Soroka look like, but it's better than the alternative. It's better than getting out there and looking like a disaster because that's kind of what we expected was, you know, with all this time off, maybe these pitchers would look really rusty. They've looked good. Hopefully that can continue. You know, but if you can take anything out of those scrimmages, it's that those guys look pretty ready.
Yeah, let's just hope that you know, this is something that they can, you know, keep building off of, and as far as getting re-ramped. Is that, should I say it like that? Getting re-ramped?
Yeah, re-ramped.
Getting ready for the season. Here's some news though, right here, Andy. I think this was a name that a lot of people were talking about. Buster Posey has opted out.
Oh,
so he's Jeff Passan just tweeted that out. Says San Francisco catcher Buster Posey has opted out of the 2020 season. He was one of those guys. I think it was somebody said it was him and Mike Trout. Him and Mike Trout trying to decide how that would influence other people. But so another vet has decided not to go play this year. So
has Mike Trout said what he's doing yet?
He has not. And I think we were talking about it earlier this week, Bunk. I think he's still waffling and still undecided by that.
Yeah.
I really do.
I do too.
You know, when I look at how the Braves are right now, I mean, we look at the depth. I think Adam Duvall is going to excel in it. I mean, there's certain people that you just want to hit. Even though Duvall, he got a nice glove out in the outfield. But who's going to replace Freddie if Freddie's not ready? I saw that Brian Snicker also said that Austin Riley is probably picked up where he left off from, as because he was, remember, he was raking in spring training when it started, and that was, so they say that he's looking good. So is he going to be the first baseman when Freddie gets if Freddie's out? That still remains to be seen.
So, I would assume that's the assumption I would make. I would say that Austin, Austin Riley probably plays first base. You let Camargo play third. You work Duvall in here and there, whether it's as a starter or designated hitter, however you want to use him. And then if Freddie can't go, when Freddie comes back, obviously he plays first base. The good thing is they've got options, but I mean, missing Felix and Markakis is one thing, no offense to those guys, but it's not the same thing as missing Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman's an all-star. He's one of the best players on the team. And we haven't heard an update really on where he's at. Hopefully he's good to go, because the season starts in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, Randy, play the Mets in New York.
Against
Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, Jacob DeGrom. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Hopefully that happens, and hopefully they're healthy, and hopefully Freddie's ready to go. Tomorrow, Atlanta United play. Atlanta United get back on the field. Here's Frank DeBoer talking about tomorrow's match.
Well, you know, of course, it's important that you get a good result normally in the first match, because it gives you a lot of confidence for the two other matches, and also off a little bit the pressure, of course. You know, when you have 3 points, you can lose a game, and then the next game you can, with 3 points, normally you go through to the next round.
I tried to interrupt Frank DeBoer. Look at me.
Yeah, Frank English sounding good, boy.
It sounds, well, they haven't played yet. If they win tomorrow night, you know, Frank's going to sound just like that. If they lose, there'll be a couple how you say's in there, and that's all right. But I'm with him. It would be great confidence, especially against a team like Red Bulls that you have a history against. You go out there tomorrow and look good, look sharp, get a win, and get that MLS's back tournament started off on the right foot. I'm just excited to see them play. It's been great to see MLS back over the last couple of days. It's been great to see golf and NASCAR and all that stuff, but there has not been an Atlanta team.
Our
Atlanta
squad.
United plays tomorrow night. It's the first time in 4 months.
Yeah, man.
It'll be literally 4 months from the last time the Atlanta Hawks played basketball. So
that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to see them boys. You know what I mean? That's what I'm excited about. They are at a point where they're in a position where they're healthy now, Andy. A lot of guys, remember at the beginning of the when the season first started, you know, they had a lot of guys banged up. We know that bad man ain't gonna be there. But I mean, they got a lot of guys back, added some players, and so, you know, it starts tomorrow against our rival. And
I would say they're the rival.
You know, and with the 5 substitution now, we wonder how Frank's going to do that, because it'd be hard. Somebody does have to play 90. A few guys do have to play that whole 90, but who's going to be up top, and how do they, you know, adjust to not being out there for all this time and going against a team like a New York, like a Red Bulls team that likes to press like that? Like, they like to press. I don't know how much they're going to be able to do that because of the fitness of how their players are. So we'll look out for it. But yeah, Atlanta United putting foots all up in New York tomorrow.
You know, that's
3-1. Those 3-1.
Like, ooh. A bold prediction from Randy McMichael. I like that.
If I'm wrong, y'all leave me the hell alone.
That sounds like great questions for Mike Conte, who's going to join us at 1:20. Exactly how they're going to structure things, what it's going to look like. I mean, you think we're excited to have actual live sports back?
Yeah.
Mike Conte being able to call Atlanta United and how they're calling the game as well. We'll ask him about. He was tweeting about that this morning. Conti will join us at 1:20. You ever had your wisdom teeth out, Randy?
Yeah.
You did? Mm-hmm. They, I assume, put you under and put you on some pretty good drugs to do that?
Yeah.
Did you sound goofy or do anything silly when you were in that state?
Yeah, I was talking out the side of my you-know-what.
So is Kurt Benkert. Apparently, he got this procedure this morning. Here's what he sounded like.
Kurt, you just did a
video. This is something. Tweeters are fun.
No.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
I have a public service announcement. It's lit.
It's not lit. It's nothing.
I'm lit.
It's 10 a.m.
Huh?
Kurt Benkert, thank goodness he's got a wife or a girlfriend or whoever that is to help him out, because he looked like he wanted to take the social media and start talking about some things.
Yeah, man.
It reminded me of that. Remember that kid in the back seat? That's the one thing you got to worry about. Remember that video of that kid in the back seat who just lost his mind when he was under whatever he had had some sort of dental procedure, and he's in his car seat and he's freaking out. Do you remember that video?
Oh, yeah. Have you had your wisdom teeth?
No, I still have them. Like they're They're in my mouth. Like I guess my head and
assume,
jaw.
I would assume.
Yeah, but like they grew in. I chew with them.
Oh, I got you.
Why do you think I'm so wise, Randy?
What the hell I gotta do with your teeth?
Yes. Dad joke. We'll get the Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40. More of that. More wisdom. It's gonna pay off at 12:40.
Worse and worse.
It gets better and better. We're going to look at some football cards coming up next, see if we can find Randy McMichael on a Friday. A happy hour Friday. Send us pictures of what you're drinking. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Twenty minutes away from Sports Jeopardy here on a happy hour Friday. Keep sending us your drink pictures. It's afternoon now, so come on. What are you doing? Pour something. Send us a picture. We'll give you a shout-out. At TBM929, at RandyMac81. You can send your Sports Jeopardy questions still to Wendy on Twitter, at Wendy Radio. We'll get there in 20 minutes. A couple things to mention before we jump into the football cards for the day. Randy, you said the breaking news a little bit ago of Buster Posey opting out of the baseball season. A little more info on that. Apparently, he and his wife are adopting a set of twins who were born premature. And so he's missed the last couple of days of Giants workouts because he's been at the hospital in the intensive care unit with the babies. So that's a reason why he said if that hadn't happened, he would be playing this season. But premature birth of the babies that they're adopting, it makes sense. I mean, that's obviously that's a really, really important family decision to make. So,
hell yeah.
Obviously, we wish the Posey family well. And look, respect his decision. J.J. Watt said yesterday, and I think a lot of other athletes have said the same thing, like if you make the decision to opt out of the season, shaming athletes for doing that is silly. Like, I understand that there is some jealousy about or anger, whatever, however you want to put it, that like, oh, it would be nice to be able to opt out of my life or my job. Yeah, it would be. It would be cool to have that financial security to make that choice. Unfortunately, most of us don't. Some of those guys do, and they're making those decisions. But like being mad at them about it or shaming people about that, I don't understand the logic behind that.
We tried to explain it the other day. The logic behind it don't matter. I mean, people are gonna be mad, and that's just what it is. Because I was something that I was taught a long time ago. It's like, hey man, they don't look at you as a regular person. All right, they look at you. They just don't. I remember when we first got together, me and you, and I was like, well, why do some fans act like they own the athlete? And they can't do this, or they can't do that, or they need to be doing this, or something like that. Like, really? We got lives outside of what you see on TV. So, that's the biggest decision you have to make as far as, hey, I'm not getting paid, baby, but, I mean, we going to be straight. We straight, but we got to take care of these babies first. And that's what he decided to do.
Well, and I think maybe this situation, this real-life situation that everyone's going through, can help humanize a little bit, but it doesn't seem to be. You still see the anger about athletes making the decisions. Here's some other news, good news. Some of the numbers from Major League Baseball. The initial intake testing, when they first started testing about a week ago, you had 66 positives out of 3,748 samples, so right around 2%. The follow-up testing, the numbers that just came out, you had 17 positives out of 7,400 samples. So 0.2%.
Okay.
0.2% of the last round of testing in Major League Baseball were positive. That's 13 players and 14 staff. That means guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing. That means right. testing is working and quarantining is working and guys going about their business in a smart way, going to the little practices that they're having and going home is working, which is great because there's no bubble for baseball right now.
Nope.
There's not going to be a bubble for college football. There's not going to be a bubble for the NFL. And if it can be done with no bubble, that's really good. That's encouraging. Hopefully that leads to football actually being played and baseball actually being played as well, because we're still 2 weeks away from that. One day away from Atlanta United. Mike Conte going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour to help get us ready for Atlanta United's return to action tomorrow. Before we do that, though, let's take a look at some football cards. We've had some good ones this week, Randy.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
We stumbled upon some good stories this week. Here's a fun one, I think. Maybe. I don't know if you know this guy or not. Wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs, Dwayne Bowe.
Oh, man. I've been knowing Debo since he was a senior in high school when he went to
Miami, right?
He went to his high school, like all NFL teams have like this head security guy, right? Okay. And so our head security guy for the Dolphins went to the same high school, right? And so they couldn't afford the rings. And so we went to the high school and signed rent and did an autograph signing and all that to try and help get some money. And Mike McKenzie, who's played corner for the New Orleans Saints, that's my man right there. He was, he's in the league already, so he put up the rest of the money for them to have their rings. And so how I met Debo, because I was like, damn. And so we started talking and everything. And he would come out there with his chest all stuck out. Yeah, I'm going to LSU. I don't care. I'm in the league already. Yeah, I don't care. But ever since that, but we always kept in touch after that. And, that's my man right there. So even when he got in the league, we'd always see each other. One thing I know about my man, Dwayne, Debo like jewelry. Debo come out every – dude, we could go right now. I'm saying, let's go to the corner store. He ain't going over without that chain. Debo throw that chain on with the wrist. But, yeah, that's my man. But, like I said, that was the funniest story. First time I met Debo, we just did the autograph signing at his high school so that we can raise money for them to get their rings.
He just seems like a fun guy to hang out
with.
Based on the few stories I've read about Dwayne and how he likes to party.
Yeah, Debo like to get it in now.
Yeah.
Like to get it. But that chain, that chain going to be on. Hey, man, I'm going to run to the mailbox real quick. Give me my chain. Yeah. That's it. That's him.
I read a great story about story about when he was in the league and MySpace was at its peak.
Oh, yeah.
How it used to, just setting up, all right, we're going to be in this city this day, and make sure you have everything coordinated on MySpace to make sure that, when you get there, there'll be people there waiting for you. Apparently, Dwayne was the guy for all that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. This guy is a pretty talented football player in his day. Quarterback from the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning.
Come on, man. The sheriff.
Yeah, I don't know what you really say about Peyton Manning.
He's a damn sheriff. He's a damn sheriff. And when he got to Denver, it was just like, you're like, damn. I mean, just for him to bounce back the way he did. But they put weapons around him. Man, Deck was Eric Decker, Wes Walker. You got Bebe. I mean, they had it all, and he was able to distribute the ball. You had Julius Thomas at tight end. I mean, they had all the weapons, and that man just ran everything. That's why when everybody talking about, this offensive coordinator, Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator, I said, Peyton Manning was the offensive coordinator. Not taking that away from Adam Gase and Mike McCoy and those guys. That was Peyton's offense.
I know, Peyton ran the meeting. It's not to take anything away from Adam Gase, but it's a reasonable comment to make. And, if you're looking at the track record that he has now, especially with what happened in Miami, it was like, all right, well, why are you going to give him the keys to the ship in New York? Not only do people not like him, but look at the success and maybe part of the reason why he had the success. I don't know. This seemed fairly obvious to me. And we've now seen two NFL teams make that mistake. Will there be a third? Probably. I don't know. NFL teams love to continue to hire retreads. I don't know why. Here's another guy who has an interesting story. Mario Williams, edge rusher, linebacker, Buffalo Bills at the time.
Yeah, another Wildcat. That's another Wildcat. But the thing with him is that he's too heavy to be that fun. Oh, man. Oh, Rio, man. When Miro, he one of them big, strong cats that get when they get drunk, they want to hug and grab you. And Mario is, I'm talking about, that's a big, big man. And his first year he had a foot injury, so he wasn't because he was number one pick in front of Reggie Bush and all those things. But Mario had a nice career. he had a nice career. He had a really nice career once he started getting healthy, getting his groove, and then he went to Buffalo and cashed out. Mm-hmm. He went to Buffalo and cashed. I mean, he made a lot of cash when he was with Houston, but he cashed out when he went to Buffalo. And the funny thing about him was the first time I got the block, I underestimated how long his arms were. And you know, whenever you had the little brother and your arms are so long and he's trying to grab you, but you got him stretched out with that hand. That's how he had him. I'm like, come here, dog. You know, luckily the ball was going the other way. But he's nice man, nice cool. But you know, he's just a wild boy though. Yeah, he a wild boy. But everybody got that big tall friend that when they get drunk they just want to grab you and hug. Yeah. And he's strong. He got them carburetor hands.
Yeah, leave me alone, man. Yeah, stop grabbing me.
Yeah,
not fun. No one, stop it. Stop picking me up. I'm not your child. The Texans took a lot of heat for drafting him, by the way.
Yeah, they did. They did.
In his second season, he gets 14 sacks, and in his third season, he gets 12 sacks. And Reggie Bush was good, but he wasn't the crazy superstar everybody thought he was going to be coming out of USC. Same thing with Vince Young, was good, but you know, wasn't like blowing the world away.
Mario had a foot injury his whole rookie year.
Yeah,
but no, Mario, he was skit. He was heavy.
All right, card number five for the day, C.J. Spiller, running back, Buffalo Bills.
I don't know met C.J. Damn good at Clemson. Was surprised he was picked as high as he was when he went to Buffalo. I think a lot of people were, actually. But, I just remember from Clemson. He was one of the best runners I've ever seen. C.J. would get gone on you. Get gone. But it just didn't work out in Buffalo.
Yeah. What about Jason Pierre-Paul, New York Giants?
I met Jason a couple times because we had the same agent in Drew Rosenhaus, and we all know the tragic accident that he went through. But you want to talk about a damn fine player before that happened, and he's still been playing well, you know, but, you know, the accident that happened to him and everything. Very underrated coming out of South Florida. And a lot of people, he's another one of those guys that when he was drafted, everybody's like, what? But the couple times I got a chance to meet him, he was always nice, worked hard because we did train together a couple times. But, yeah, I mean, he's still going. He's still going. He's still a problem. He ain't a New York problem, but damn it, he ain't bad.
I don't know how much you know this guy. Certainly interesting story. Wide receiver Brandon Marshall, at the time Chicago Bears, played for a bunch of teams since then.
Hell yeah, I know B. Marsh, man.
Yeah.
B. Marsh, bye, baby. B. Marsh was like, I don't know if everybody here in Atlanta remember Justin Peel. Well, Justin Peel was my backup in Atlanta. In Miami, came up here and everything. And he was telling me about, man, there's this kid in Denver. It's going to be he is just a straight stud. They say this guy can do it all. I'm like, okay. Never met him before. So one offseason, I was training at Chris Carter's place up in Boca. And I look over there and I just see this guy. He's like power cleaning like 350. I'm like, damn, who the hell is that? Mm-hmm. He's like, that's Brandon Marshall. I'm like, talking about the wide receiver? Man, dude, Brandon is, and we all know his struggles and all that stuff, but Brandon was a freak. A freakish athlete who got it done everywhere he went, man. He just ran out of time, man. The body started betraying him and everything, and he wore out his welcome. He wore out his welcome in Miami. Let's call it what it is. He wore his welcome out of Miami. He wore his welcome out in Chicago. He should have stayed put in Denver and made that thing work, because once he got into it with Josh McDaniels, he was done, man. He was done. But yeah, B. Marsh is a good brother, man. But you know, we had his struggles and all that, but. Yeah.
Well, he's just a great example. I mean, he's a really good player, obviously. But a great example of taking mental health seriously and not just thinking someone's a bad guy, right? Like, he went to therapy, got on medication, and is a different person now. Like,
proud of him,
all
man.
The trouble he got in earlier.
Because everybody kind of knew. Yeah. Everybody kind of knew something was wrong with B. It's just like, all I can say is something wrong with you, but no.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy. You could probably still get a question or two in before we get there at Wendy Radio, Instagram, or Twitter. We'll be right back. Sports trivia. Hopefully Randy doesn't win four in a row and ruin my vacation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. 20 minutes away from what's trending, getting back into the big stories of the day. And as every day this week has been, breaking news is happening throughout the show. So to get you caught up on everything that's going down top of the 1 o'clock hour, Mike Conti going to join us, the play-by-play voice of Atlanta United, as he gets set to call the game tomorrow night. Atlanta United back in action tomorrow night at 8 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cannot wait.
Ask him about the game. I want to ask him about the broadcast setup, because he sent this, or he tweeted some interesting pictures earlier today about how he and Longshore are going to be broadcasting from Mercedes-Benz. They got like a setup in the press box with a monitor and all that. Looks pretty cool. So we'll talk to him about that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, an hour away from the AMA, if you want to send your questions in. Shout out to Nick Watley. Nick Watley's got the double styrofoam cup going with the Crown Royal Peach and iced tea. That sounds delicious.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Justin, who's got the Diet Miller going, keeping it simple with some Miller Lights early on. Nothing wrong with that. And keep sending us your pictures. We'll give you shout outs.
Also Miss Robbie. She was like, she said, can she help her pick one? So she has a Corona, she has a Heineken, and then she got one of them crappy beers that y'all like. I told her to go with the Corona.
Crappy beers that I like. Like what is it?
It's
like a delicious microbrew?
I don't know what the hell a microbrew is. It's a Loudon jam.
What kind of beer is it? This is a question.
It's from South Brown Brewing Company.
Go with that one.
No, give the local brewery a shot. I always give local breweries your money. I'll buy the drinks, and if I go to the brewery, I'll make sure I get the lightest beer possible. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go get your Corona, man. I just got one question. Have you seen the Woj thing now?
Yes.
How funny is that? It's hilarious, dog.
So Adrian Wojnarowski, who everyone knows,
so funny.
Woj bombs, is cussing at senators now? Now, what I want to know is, why is the senator emailing Adrian Wojnarowski in the first place?
Exactly. Like,
where did that even come from? So apparently a senator from Missouri emailed Woj, or Woj is on a group email or something, and Woj just sent him back a two-word blank you from his phone.
It's so great.
He blank you'd him from his phone. He Woj bombed him. So yeah, Woj is cussing at senators now. I don't know. It sounds that the report is that it is true, and ESPN is looking into it. I don't know if he's going to get in trouble. I hope not. Anyway, yeah, Woj's out there cussing at senators. So that's a fun story from the NBA offseason. Hopefully we'll get the NBA back soon as well.
And you know why this is a great picture that Mike Conte has? My main man, Miller Pope, is in the picture. Yes. How about that?
Miller Pope is engineering the broadcast. Looks like he's in charge of that broadcast.
My man.
Great. That means they're in good hands. All right, let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Brought to you by Engineered Solution of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right. Oh, yeah. Andy. Dial 678-ESOG now. Andy.
Hey, Wendy. That is your buzzer. That is your buzzer, Andy. Randy, what's your buzzer?
Randy.
There you go. So those are your buzzers. This is how we play. The listeners send in questions.
Ken is the judge, right? So Ken, you got to listen careful and see who says their name first, because there was some shenanigans last week, in my opinion, in the opinion of many of the listeners.
It was not many. It was three people.
Many of the listeners said last week's decision.
It was three people under protest. Three people, but it's,
that's
it
fine.
Ain't,
no one's worried about it. We're over it.
Whatever.
We're over it.
Sometimes I think I call in first, and I distinctly remember that one of the listeners who said, "Well, it sounded like Andy was at first." Well, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, he said the same thing about me. So, man, whatever.
Yeah, well, so maybe different weeks is a different person. I don't know. I'm ready whatever. To go.
No, it was the same person. Let's
clear
go.
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
I mean, you lost three in a row. You might.
My heart wasn't full, though.
Yeah, whatever.
Now it is.
Are you guys ready to go?
Yes. All right.
All right. What is the only NFL team to neither host nor play in the Super Bowl?
Randy.
Ooh, that was a close one. I heard Randy first.
Thank you, Wendy. Said... Thank you
Ken,
so much, Wendy.
Ken,
I do appreciate that.
I heard Randy.
Thank you. Right. Oh,
great. Perfect. Kenny, off to a great start.
Thank you very, very much, man. That's so nice.
Off to a great start.
You.
The conspiracy is already underway.
What city, what NFL, come on, man. City is never hosted or played in a Super Bowl. Well, that is quite easy, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get in my head real quick. No.
You have a time limit on any of this?
Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland Browns is correct.
Does he get all day to answer questions? Or like, all right.
Well, I mean, the rules don't have a specific time, but I guess, yeah, we should cap it. I'll do a 5-4-3-2-1 next time, Andy.
Yeah, come on. Speed this thing along, Randy.
All right.
All right, the great Ty Cobb had an amazing 46 inside the park home runs during his American League career. When he retired, he was still too short of the National League record, which was set by which player?
Oh, I don't know.
Andy.
Andy.
Honus Wagner.
That is incorrect. It is Tommy Leach, who had 48 inside the park home runs.
Tommy Leach. Of course it was. I like you didn't even give Randy a chance to guess because he didn't
know. Oh, I damn sure didn't know.
I didn't know. I never even heard of Tommy Leach before.
I've never heard of him.
Which NBA player recently compared his bubble accommodations to a
Randy.
Motel 6? That was Andy.
Rajon Rondo.
Rajon Rondo is correct. It bothers me.
Everyone says I just have to talk louder, so I'm going to start screaming, if that's okay.
Whatever, dude. That's fine. That's fine. I thought, but see, right then and there, I thought I was first. I hear your name after I say my name. So it's just something that we got to deal with, Andy.
Right,
and if my wife keeps... Hold on, man. My wife keeps distracting me. She keeps texting me with these damn bed pictures. She's buying Kai a new bed. I'm like, I don't care. Ooh. I'm trying to win. Hold on. Oh, I just said... Oh, I'm sorry, baby. My bad. I didn't mean to say with that much bass. I was just caught up in the moment, baby.
All right.
What is happening? Why were yellow, green, red, black, and blue chosen as the colors for the Olympic rings?
Oh, I don't know.
Yellow, green, red, black, and blue. God, I don't. Andy, the elements, fire, water, whatever, wind.
I mean, that's a really good educated guess. No, at least one of those colors appears in every country flag in the world, which is why they were chosen.
Okay, that's really cool. I did not know that. That's great information. Thank you.
A listener submitted that question. It was really good.
Thanks, listeners.
That's a really good question. Really good question.
That's cool.
Still tied at one apiece. What NFL quarterback kicked a 91-yard punt?
Randy. Randall Cunningham.
Randall Cunningham is correct. Randy now takes the lead 2-1. The Triple Crown is awarded to the horse who wins which three
Randy.
Races?
Randy.
That was Randy, right?
Yeah, it was. I didn't say anything.
Oh, you said all three races, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they got to win Churchill. They got to win Kentucky. Oh, my God, Randy. And the Preakness.
Where's Churchill? Churchill's not correct.
Yeah, that's not right.
That's not right. What the hell am I thinking about?
But I think that's the racetrack.
That's the racetrack. That is the racetrack. Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andy, do you want to guess?
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
And the Belmont is correct.
That's correct. Yep.
We are now tied at 2 apiece. In what movie does a small town basketball team from Indiana...
Randy!
Oh, Ken, you're going to have to help me with that one.
I heard Randy. I'm sorry.
God, bull crap. Ken's a Georgia fan, hey, so everybody knows.
Hey. We almost got in trouble for your emotional outbreak last couple weeks ago, Andy.
Yeah, and we didn't. And we probably didn't get in trouble for that either.
I will relax.
No, I will not.
All right. Hoosiers.
Hoosiers is correct. Randy is now in the lead.
He's upset.
Can't get a fair shake.
We're going to have to come up with new buzzers. I'm going to send you like a bell, and Randy's going to have like something different. He'll have like a wind chime. Yeah. This is great. Andy, are you ready?
Born ready.
Okay. Who headlined the most recent NFL Super Bowl halftime show?
Randy. Are you sure I got it that time?
I didn't hear Andy.
Oh, you didn't hear the most recent... Damn it, I wish I would have watched it.
I think you did watch it.
The latest?
Five, four.
Was it Bruno?
It was not Bruno. Andy?
Shakira and J-Lo.
Oh, yeah! Shakira!
Yeah, see?
Damn.
So now we are tied at 3 apiece. As a player, what team did Pat Riley win an NBA championship
Andy.
With?
Randy! Oh, damn
Andy.
It.
Andy?
The Lakers.
The Lakers is correct. Now, Andy, you have taken the lead.
All right. Good job.
Are we done?
Good job.
Stop.
Good job, sport.
What MLB player holds the record for most grand slams in one inning?
Andy.
I don't know.
We got that one a couple weeks ago.
We did.
But I don't care. Well, I'll take it again. Randy could have remembered. Fernando Tatis.
Good. I'm good on
Fernando
that.
Fernando Tatis is correct. Andy now with a 5-3 lead over Randy. Which Atlanta Braves player announced this week that he was opting out of playing this season?
Randy.
Randy.
Who? Who is it? Me or him?
I said Randy.
Randy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Nick Markakis.
Nick Markakis is
Did you just call me a jerk?
No, I didn't. I did not. I did not call you a jerk. I said, and very quietly, I said the word absurd because I thought I said my name first again.
See, I'm having a hard time hearing your name, Andy, if you're saying it.
I get that picture. It seems like you and Ken are both having a hard time hearing my name. That's not the first week that that's happened, but that's
Oh,
fine.
Man.
Well, Andy, you still have a 5-4 5-4 lead.
Well, should we go to break at some point, right? We got commercials and stuff, right, Ken?
All right, well, this will be the last question, and if Andy gets it correct, we won't have to do a tiebreaker. Whom did Muhammad Ali beat to win the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship in 1964?
Randy. He said 74. He said, am I right? Oh, he beat George Foreman.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you know,
year was it that you said?
74.
1964.
Oh, 64. Oh, I thought you said 74. He didn't beat him in 74 either. Oh, that's easy. You want me to tell you, Andy?
Sonny Liston,
yeah.
That is correct, Andy. You got it.
All right. Way to go. Winner. Way to go, Whiny Bunk.
Against all odds and cheating, I still triumph.
Yeah. Call me a jerk. You jumped up and ran up. You got up and ran away from the mic. God dog it!
I was tired of getting cheated by you bunch of cheaters. Bunch of Georgia conspiracy cheaters. But you know what? I overcame anyway because that's what we do. Keep it pushing.
Well, who do?
Washington Huskies, we overcome. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you for listening to that segment. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.